Chapter 13. Look out, Marion. It was very cold. The trees were white with snow. Marion pulled her cloak tightly around her as she walked. She carried the silver arrow with her for luck. But Marion wished Robin hadn't sent her to her sister. Marion didn't like Anne. She was greedy and she liked money a little too much. Smoke was rising from the chimney of Anne's little house. Marion knocked on the door.
Come in, Marion, said Anne.
She was surprised to see her sister.
Let me take your cloak. I will dry it for you by the fire.
Marion kicked the snow from her shoes and went inside.
Sit down, said Anne, and we will eat together. You can tell me all your news.
I need a place to hide, said Marion as she ate. Robin killed the Sheriff of Nottingham. Prince John will kill him if he finds him, so he has gone away. And Prince John wants me to be his wife.
Yes, I heard that Robin Hood had left Locksley Hall, said Anne thoughtfully. But I have heard some other news, too. People say that Robin was killed by Prince John's men.
Killed?
Marion's hand stopped halfway to her mouth.
No, that can't be true. Robin is brave and strong. He can't be dead.
You say that because you love him, little sister, said Anne.
She put her arm round Marion's shoulders.
No one is safe from powerful men like Prince John. Robin is dead, and you are a rich woman. Don't forget that Robin Hood is also Sir Robin of Locksley Hall. Now that he's dead, his money is all yours. Well, yours and mine.
Marion started to cry.
I don't care about money. I care only for Robin, she sobbed.
Yes, yes, said Anne. Dry your face, my dear. We must make plans. You can live with me for as long as you like. We'll be able to have everything we want, now that we have Robin's money.